Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a few notes about the Conservation Reserve Program cover maintenance. Producers participating in the CRP program are responsible for CRP cover maintenance. Participants need to maintain practices according to the conservation plan without additional cost share assistance. This includes compliance with state noxious weed laws and control of other weeds not considered noxious if the undesirable vegetation poses a threat to the existing cover or it adversely impacts other landowners in the area. CRP participants need to receive FSA approval before beginning spot weed treatment during the primary nesting season, which runs May 15th to August 1st. Treatment includes spot spraying and spot mowing, and it's limited to the immediate area of infestation. Producers who completed CRP mid-contract management activities this spring are reminded to turn in their cost share billings to the local county office as soon as possible in order to be processed for payment. If you didn't get your mid-contract management completed prior to May 15th, we would like to remind you that you need to complete your contract and contact the local FSA office before September 30th, 2016. And now the 2016 FSA County Committee elections. The nomination period for the county committee elections began in June and ends August 1st of 2016. County committees are unique to FSA and allow producers to have a voice on federal farm program implementation at the local level. The annual FSA County Committee election of ag producers to serve on Farm Service Agency committees is important to all farmers and ranchers, whether you're a beginning or long-term producer, whether you have a large or small operation. Elected county committee members serve a three-year term, and they're responsible for making decisions on FSA disaster, conservation, commodity, and price support programs, as well as other important federal farm program issues, ensuring the needs of local producers are met. Committee meets about once a month. Members are paid for their time and reimbursed for the mileage expenses. To become a nominee, eligible individuals must sign a form FSA 669A by the nomination deadline of August 1st. Producers may nominate themselves or others as candidates. Organizations representing minority and women farmers may also nominate candidates. All producers, including beginning farmers, minority, and underserved farm owners, are encouraged to submit a nomination to serve on the FSA County Committee. For more information or to complete an application, please contact your local county FSA office. And next, reporting livestock losses. The Livestock Indemnity Program, LIP, provides assistance to eligible producers for livestock death losses in excess of normal mortality due to adverse weather and attacks by animals reintroduced into the wild by the federal government or protected by federal law. LIP compensates livestock owners and contract growers for livestock death losses in excess of normal mortality due to adverse weather, which includes losses due to hurricanes, floods, blizzards, wildfires, and in the case here of Cass County, the extreme heat we're supposed to be having, and the extreme cold. For 2016, eligible losses must occur on or after January 1st, 2016, and before December 31st of 2016. A notice of loss must be filed within 30 days of when the loss of livestock is apparent. Participants must provide the following supporting documentation to the local FSA office no later than 30 calendar days after the end of the calendar year for which the program benefits are requested. First is proof of death documentation if they have copies of grower contracts or proof of normal mortality documentation. USDA has established normal mortality rates for each type and weight range of eligible livestock. These established percentages reflect losses that are considered expected or typical under normal conditions. Producers who suffer livestock losses in 2016 must file both the notice of loss the earlier of 30 calendar days when the loss was apparent, or by January 30th of 2017, and an application for payment by January 30th of 2017. For more information about the LIP program, contact your local county FSA office. And finally, guaranteed loans. FSA guaranteed loans allow lenders to provide agricultural credit to farmers who do not meet the lender's normal underwriting criteria. Farmers and ranchers can apply for a guaranteed loan through a lender, and the lender arranges for the guarantee. FSA can guarantee up to 95% of the loss of the principal and interest on a loan. Guaranteed loans can be used for both farm ownership and farm operating purposes. Guaranteed farm ownership loans can be used to purchase farmland, construct or repair buildings, develop farmland to promote soil and water conservation, or to refinance debt. Guaranteed operating loans can be used to purchase livestock, farm equipment, feed, seed, fuel, farm chemicals, insurance, and other operating expenses. FSA can guarantee farm ownership and operating loans up to $1,399,000. Repayment terms vary, and they depend upon the type of loan, collateral, and the producer's ability to repay the loan. Operating loans are normally repaid within 7 years, and farm ownership loans are not to exceed 40 years. Additional program information, loan applications, and other materials relating to guaranteed loans or other loan financing opportunities through FSA are available at your local county FSA office. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.